Last week, Colorado Health Institute published a report titled Veteran Suicide, a Growing Problem in Colorado. The report details Colorado's disproportionately high veteran suicide rate, which is nearly double the national average. The report also shows that veterans in rural areas of the state are at 20% greater risk than veterans in urban areas. Karam Ahmad is a policy analyst at Colorado Health Institute and the lead author of the report. He says that veterans are much less likely than non-veterans to seek mental health services.
We wanted to know, using our Colorado Health Access Survey data, we wanted to know what were those reasons for veterans not seeking the mental health care that they needed. And through our analysis, we were able to see that there were no major differences between veterans and non-veterans when we looked at things like cost of mental health care, their insurance coverage being a barrier, you know, whether or not they could get an appointment. There was no like real difference between veterans and non-veterans for those reasons. But when we asked questions related, which were more like stigma related reasons for not getting care, you know, were they afraid what would happen if someone would find out they had a problem, a mental health problem, or, you know, veterans' comfort with talking to health professionals, doctors, or psychiatrist about a problem. That's where we really saw the biggest difference between veterans and non-veterans. And we saw that, you know, nearly 70% of veterans reported that, you know, stigma was the real barrier for them to accessing the mental health care or counseling services that they needed.
As Ahmad points out, according to the report, close to 7 in 10 veterans in Colorado who did not seek needed mental health care reported stigma-related reasons as the barrier. The dictionary defines stigma as a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. A mark of disgrace. So why would those who have served the country feel disgrace when seeking help? Ahmad says that's not an easy question to answer.
Everyone's lived experience is different, so it's difficult to point to one reason or another for a veteran not seeking care, but we know that it could be from a suite of different reasons. It could be from, you know, sort of the military culture. It could be from post-traumatic stress disorder and not feeling comfortable seeking care because of, you know, you don't want to be seen as weak, or you don't want to be seen as, you know, you don't want to be judged for getting help for one reason or another.
Ahmad says there needs to be a culture shift, pointing out that while the general population has become more open to discussing mental health issues in recent years, there still needs to be a concerted effort to facilitate conversations surrounding mental health in the veteran community. He also points out that many veterans need access to communities of other veterans in order to feel comfortable talking about mental health issues or traumatic experiences. One example of this in Colorado is an initiative called Qualified Listeners.
There's an initiative in, I think it's in Frederick, Colorado, called Qualified Listeners. And this is a group of veterans, four veterans. They sit together, and they've gone through the experience of war. And these veterans are there to listen to the stories from other veterans and empathize and really just talk about their problems and begin that conversation. I would say just from a very human level, the first step is to just talk and to create those spaces where veterans feel comfortable opening up. But I think it is important to have spaces where veterans can meet with veterans to talk about them because they have a very unique lived experience.
Another organization called Together with Veterans has released an evidence-based approach to rural veteran suicide prevention, which includes strategies such as reducing stigma and promoting help-seeking, promoting lethal means safety, community gatekeeper training, and other strategies. More on that can be found at togetherwithveterans.org. More information about the Qualified Listeners Program can be found at qualifiedlisteners.org. And veterans in need of immediate assistance should call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8355. Again, that's 1-800-273-8355. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.